Welcome to the FSHD Society Radio Show. You're watching the Hot Off the Press episode version of the show, where we kind of get right to it. What's hot, what's new, what's going on. Kind of the more need to know, and you need to know it immediately because we have things that are happening within the community that we want the community to be aware of. And today we have a great guest, a special guest. Haven't talked to David for a while, but we welcome him today. It's great to see you, David. Thanks for being a part of us. We welcome David Younger. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Tim. It's great to see you again.
You, sir, have made an amazing impact on this community, and I want to get to that for sure, because I think this is really the motivation behind why we have you on today, is how, and a little bit of why, or your story too, but it's really, what degree can you give? How can you, with time, obviously, with finance, and then even other layers to it? But for those that don't really know, David, who you are, can you give us a brief intro of yourself?
Sure. So I come from a long line of FSHers. My mother had FSH, my grandmother, my great-grandfather. I don't know beyond that. I'm 46. I'm a psychologist and live in Austin with my wife, Debbie, and our two kids. Our son is about to go to college next year.
Wow.
Yeah. And our daughter is in second grade. So a big gap between the two. And I've been involved with the society for many years, since it was just, you know, since Dan and Carol were running it, and it was quite small. I remember the first email listserv. So I've seen it, how it's grown and evolved into what it is today.
Yeah, you've been around the society for quite a while. Talk about that, maybe. You kind of touched on it, the growth from where it was when you discovered it to where it is now. Mm-hmm. How would you kind of sum that up, that amount of growth?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to do it is with the people and the team. Like, I remember when Nancy Van Zandt was added, and she was in a role similar to June's. And I felt like that really made a big difference. And then, I mean, June and Mark, just, I think, really turned it into a whole other universe. And they're both so amazing. And then obviously I don't want to leave people out, Beth, and there's Lee, and, there's just an amazing team that work so tirelessly as though it's their family members. I mean, if you see, when you talk to Mark, you know, these are people who are they're not doing it for the money. The commitment is just astonishing, especially for people that don't have family members with FSHD. June, it never ceases to amaze me, like, how much she is just willing to add to her plate. She's just the willingness to do whatever possible to make, you know, impact people's lives. So.
Yeah, it is amazing. You definitely touched on a lot of the inner workings there and the people involved, and there's even more behind them, right? Yeah, it's a powerful force when they've kind of unified and pretty much do anything for this community. And I've always been blown away by that, even down to this little show that we do, and the support that I receive is just phenomenal. I mean, I couldn't put it on to this scale or capacity without that kind of help or support and the growth. For me then, is that why, perhaps, or one of the reasons where you felt compelled to give the way that you have back to the community, to the FSHD society, your And as we, you know, hit record or before we did, you didn't know that the term was, you know, like a torchbearer, you know, these certain levels of your giving, which for those that know, you know, or don't know, you know, that's like, you know, monthly giving, more reoccurring. So could you talk about that? You know, what kind of prompted you to go that way with it?
Well, I mean, the other thing about the society is as the needs have evolved and as the research has evolved, the society has evolved with it. And I just don't think any of this stuff would be happening if it weren't for the society. So if they're, you know, I'm participating in the clinical trial for losmapimod, and, you know, these things wouldn't exist if not for these people, not just the researchers, but the society that has done all the work behind the scenes. So I have just always wanted to, as my career has evolved and as I've been more able to give more, to prioritize doing so. And I think that doing it on a monthly basis for where you just factor it in as this is just part of, like, you know, you have your food budget, your restaurant budget, like it's just part of the budget. And just asking myself, okay, how much can I do where it's significant for us, but it's not like, all right, now we can't eat tonight because I've given all my money away. So I come, you know, my parents gave, my mother passed away 4 years ago, but my parents have always donated, and my grandfather donated. And so it was also something I was very, you know, accustomed to in terms of my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a nice segue that you made there in honoring them. And there's a term that FSHD Society, you know, kind of uses, is, you know, the legacy circle. And there's a site for that. If you wanted it to become part of, let's say, your estate planning, and something that you can kind of leave. And I think it's said very, very well, you know, plan my legacy. So if you, those that want to know more about it, quick plug that, it's fshdsociety.planmylegacy.org. And it tells you, and it's very, interactive to a way, the site itself, helping you with, you know, the giving amount, or if you want to look out about things about your age and not sure how to begin. I mean, it has all these types of areas you can click on and kind of help you navigate to, is this the right thing for you to do? Or in some cases, if it's not, maybe not yet, but at some point, do you want to include it? The fact that they offer something like this is really helpful for those that, you know, want something like this to leave a legacy. Is that something that you're then involved with? Is that something you decided to do too, David?
Yes. In fact, we just updated our planning and our wills, and decided to leave money in our wills for the society. And it felt like an important thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we all don't maybe want to address that part of our lives, but it has to be. And I think to put it in a frame of what can you do to leave something, an impact behind, to help those. And I think this is a great choice. I have not looked into it at all, to be honest with everybody. I'm just as guilty as some probably watching, maybe the majority, but maybe it's time. Yeah, I'm the same age you are, David. And and the way I see it, you're right. I think it's fitting. If it makes sense for you, I really implore people to kind of take a look and do that. I know, like, the springtime, you know, there is a push for like a springtime campaign. And when this show is airing, you are ending probably within towards the end of that campaign. And it's a good opportunity, spring renewal, to give now. So if you can look into it, go to the FSHD Society website, also the site I mentioned about maybe legacy, leaving something behind. If you're even curious, it is definitely worth the look.
And also, briefly, like a little vignette about, so I know someone who he passed away, but and he had FSHD, and his father had FSHD too, and ended up, he had quite a bit of money, and he wasn't involved with the society, the father, and he decided he wanted to leave all of his money for muscular dystrophy, but he didn't specify to the FSH society. And frankly, okay. I mean, I'm quite biased, and I hope it's okay to say this, but you know, if there's going to be a choice between leaving it to the MDA or the FSHD society, and you have FSHD, there's no question, you know, where the money is going to be, you know, most effective.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really glad that you said that. And it is a bold statement maybe for some, and I have nothing against the MDA, but I want something specific for our community. And that's what this is. That's what the FSHD society is.
Yes.
I always found us to be kind of like the little brother to the MDA. Mm-hmm. And, but we need somebody kind of in our corner. And I think that's what this is about. So I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that I wanted to touch on too, since we got a hold of you and put you on this, you know, quick segment, hot off the press, is the other thing that's coming up. There's a deadline too, as this airs in like 2 days, for the early bird sign up for the Connect conference, the Connect event that's happening in June. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. I know you've been on the committee a little bit, a little helping with the planning, from especially probably from the point of view of what you do for a living. And I don't know how much you can really talk about the planning side of it, but maybe also the experience, because I know you've attended some online and in person back when it was in Vegas about 10 or so years ago. So I'd love to ask you about your experience with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the first time it's going to be a hybrid model. So people can attend virtually and people can attend in person, which is wonderful. It just makes it so much more accessible. And I think it's a really great, the way it's broken down, it's going to be a packed couple of days. And one of the days is going to be focused on the research and all the exciting news with clinical trials and what's in the pipeline there, and hearing all the, you know, the researchers and the different pharmaceutical companies talk about that. And then the other is there's a big community component, the ability to meet other people there, to break out into groups, to talk, to focus on topics that are of interest. There's a mental health component talk. I think Jen Eggert is going to give a talk about that. There's a physical therapist who's giving a talk about shoulder issues. So there's just a lot of really great information. And also the ability to, if you're someone that likes to socialize and meet others, there's plenty of opportunity for that. If you want to just find out about the research and what's going on, you can do that too. So there's really a lot to offer.
Did you find then that you had some, like when you walked in maybe to the conference, if it was virtual or otherwise, and maybe you had some questions in your mind, or, you know, where are things going? Did you find that they were answered well when you attended?
Oh yeah. And you know, the great thing is it's not, the conference is not too big, so that you can go up to the researchers and just introduce yourself and say, hi, you know, I've been following what you're doing and I have a question about this, or you can ask in the Q&A portion of the presentations. But it's very intimate in that way. It does feel like a big extended family.
Yeah. So everybody's approachable, right? This is totally. Not like kind of caught up in the action of things and think you can't have your voice heard or maybe your direct question answered.
Yeah.
It truly is what it is. And it is a connect. You can make the connections. I like that. That's great.
Yeah. And it's an opportunity to go up to people like June and Mark, and just to also to thank them. I mean, we owe so much to these people. if and when the treatments and the cure comes, which I believe it will, I mean, we should have a parade for them. And
right.
I mean, we're so, I feel anyway, so deeply indebted to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree. I know most all would agree with you. And what an opportunity then to meet them and to thank someone face to face, or, you know, if it's virtual, that's okay. Cause I know what you mentioned, that it's that hybrid model, yeah, which they've asked me to be part of that to help kind of broadcast and bring it together to some degree, or do my little portion of it. So I'm excited for that. Flattering to do it, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It's huge. I mean, I'm really excited for it. And you got 2 days, folks, 2 days from when, yeah, this is airing here, 2 days to make your mind up and just click, sign up and go for it. Virtual, it's the hybrids. You can do virtual, you can do in-person. Let it, you know, let your heart follow, but I'm pretty sure you're going to want to go. You're going to want to attend this one way or the other. So thanks, David, for sharing a little bit of that with us.
And I believe also there are scholarships available.
Oh, there are. Okay.
I don't know a whole lot about that, but it's worth reaching out if that's the impediment for you in terms of, obviously it's, you know, it's hard to travel for a lot of us, but that's why it's so great that the virtual option is available too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I know it's not always easy, right, for all of us to travel and get to Orlando. But any way FSHD Society can help you, I know they will, and the community itself for sure. You know, if it's something you really feel compelled that you want to make the effort to get there.
Yeah.
Finally, David, you know, those, you know, you are a psychologist. You mentioned, you know, Jen Eggert's going to be talking there. And I've always believed that the emotional side of this disease is very difficult to deal with, along with the physical. And is there maybe something we can plug, if people want to get in touch with you or learn more about what you do within the FSHD Society besides what we talked about today?
I have a website. It's it's not very updated, but because most people find me in my practice through referrals, mm-hmm, and word of mouth. So the best way to reach me is to email me at david@dbyounger.com, or you can give me a call. And my website is loveafterkids.com. Nice. I have one of my focuses is on couples and parenting, in addition to working with people with chronic health conditions and other run-of-the-mill issues.
Right. Maybe a jack of all trades. Yeah. So if you need to know more about David, that's how you can get in touch with him. Thank you very much, David, for joining us and inspiring those to give and letting them know all the ways they can do so. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Tim. And just one quick thing before we go, just that I thought about in terms of the giving, is that if you think about it, if there are like 1,000, there's more than 1,000 of us, I don't know how many people, but if 1,000 people, and I'm not good with math, so forgive me about this, but if 1,000 people gave $10 a month, only $10 a month, that's $10,000 a month, right?
Right. Yes.
That's for 10. And if 1,000 people gave $100 a month, that's, that's $100,000.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, this is why it's so important to think of us as a family and like, what can we all do? It doesn't need to be this dramatic, huge amount, but if we all give what we can, especially on that, in that monthly, you know, basis, it really adds up, and it all goes directly to the research, and there's none of it is wasted.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's give what you can. A small amount can go a long way. You're right. Yeah. When we add up, and your math was correct, David.
Oh, good job. Not my forte.
All right. Excellent. Thank you very much all for joining us on the FSHD Society Radio Show. This has been Hot Off the Press. To learn more about what we talked about today, and don't forget, 2 days to sign up for the Connect, visit FSHDSociety.org. Take care and good night.